Producers Nell and Steve here with me in the studio with the finished cover. What's the first headline then?
Okay, the first headline is 13-year-old Jacob takes to the airwaves to raise money inspired by his mum. This is a story about Jacob who took up the challenge to raise some money for cancer research after his mum was diagnosed with breast cancer last summer. Dad Darren came on air to nominate Jacob as his local hero.
Jacob's mum, my wife Lisa, was diagnosed with breast cancer on what was the last day of school term before the summer holidays, so it came as quite a bit of a blow to the whole family. Jacob sort of took it in his stride, and he dabbles with an online radio station of his own, and he realised that he had a bit of a vehicle there to sort of, as a distraction from what was going on at home, but also the opportunity to raise some money. So he set himself a target of £50 to raise for cancer research, collecting it in a shoebox at first, and at the end of his sort of fundraising cycle, he'd raised over £1,700.
And the second headline on the cover, "My life was saved and now I'm going to live it. Annie writes a bucket list." This was Annie from Welton, who lost close relatives after caring for them for 2 years. Soon after, she was dealt another blow when her husband asked for a divorce. Now Annie found herself in a dark place and credits three heroes that saved her life.
A few years ago, my husband of 23 years asked for a divorce, and I didn't do very well with that. And I became quite ill and ended up unconscious on a flight coming back to England. The people who moved into my life then were May Louise Tennant. She must have sat and listened to me for hours. The Reverend Paul Robert also helped me spiritually. And hospice on a very ground level sort of helped me tremendously by free workshops. And all of that put together made me realize that it was time in my life to start looking after myself. I'm doing a lot of traveling. I created a bucket list, which is a list of traveling that I want to do and things I want to do.
And Marion in Ulverston called the show to nominate her friend Caroline Sims. Here's what she had to say.
She gives her time, no reward expected, just friendship. And she's put herself in danger when a distressed cygnet on the Ulverston Canal, it was tied with fishing wire. It came to my knowledge because my daughter asked me for the RSPCA number.
Uh-huh.
And she said while she was down there and I was ringing around, a woman jumped into the water and swam towards the cygnet to try and rescue it. And this woman was Caroline.
And we managed to get hold of Caroline as well. And she explained how she felt about being nominated by Marion.
The truth is that Marion is somebody I look up to. And I think it's wonderful to have somebody to look up to, because there's so much in life that's disappointing. And to have somebody to look up to is a very special thing. And I can just tell you about Marion that the other day she tied herself to a tree to prevent it from being cut down. And she then rushed, when the tree cutters left, she went rushing off into the house to get a number for the National Trust. She got an officer down and put a preservation order on the tree.
So the headline for this story, Selfless Act Saves Cygnet.
And Saving Lives for 15 Years is headline number four. The Broughton first responders are 15 years old this year, and members Margaret and Nikki told us more about it.
Nikki doesn't like sick. So if we're going anywhere, and somebody, quite often if they have a heart attack, they're sick. I do the sick bit. Nikki stands there balking behind me. Then we take over and we do it together. She's very good with the blood. If there's blood, she'll go ahead. Although blood doesn't bother me, but that's our protocol, the fact that I do her sick, so she does the other bits.
We're divvying up the work here. You're being very, very light-hearted. At the end of the day, you guys, Margaret, Nikki, you're saving lives.
Well, we try our best.
Yeah, we have done. It gives you a bit of a buzz. And
you do, yeah.
Next, we have the headline, Green Hero. Caroline nominated Corinne Hanlon for Ulverston for her work helping the environment.
It's a voluntary-run organisation. It's a very small charity.
Right.
Basically, what we do is it's an Aladdin's cave of things that would normally go to landfill and can be reused by our members and given a second life.
Yes, and finally, Jim gives all to his community. Jean nominated Jim Bonass because he is heavily involved with the community in Crosthwaite.
He's always willing to do things for the village. And he's made, I don't know how much money for Village Hall.
Let's get him on air before he blushes anymore. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. you know that little halo that goes around your head?
Just give it another quick polish there. It'll be fine. Some brilliant stories that you provided us with this week.